Welcome. I'm going to introduce you to autogenic therapy and what does that mean and how is this going to help me. Autogenic therapy or training is known as an extremely self-help effective therapy. It's a unique mind and body therapy which gives self-control over your health and your well-being. In terms of westernized meditation or therapy, autogenic training is probably the most simple and effective technique for dealing with stress that we know. It's a thorough, comprehensive, and highly successful deep relaxation technique and was developed in 1932 by the German psychiatrist Johannes Schultz. Autogenic training consists of a series of simple mental exercises designed to turn off the fight or flight mechanism in the body and turn on the restorative rhythm associated with profound psychophysical relaxation. It is a method which, when practiced daily, brings results comparable to those achieved by Eastern meditations, and it is particularly appealing to the Western mind because it has no cultural, religious, or cosmological overtones and requires no special clothing or unusual postures or practices. Perhaps most appealing, as the name implies, is that it is generated from within. The person practicing autogenic training has no external values or philosophies imposed upon him or her. AT, as I'm going to call it, uses simple mental exercises to bring about profound physical relaxation and a state of inner peace. This allows the mind-body system to tap into its own self-curative processes. These mental exercises are easily learned, a silent formula related to the body in a relaxed state. Example, heaviness and warmth in the limbs. Repetition of these formula introduces a deeply relaxed state which allows the mind to calm itself by switching off the body's stress response. A variety of changes in physical function and brainwave activity can be measured during autogenic practice, showing that a normalizing process takes place. The word autogenic means self-generating, and the method is self-administered and taps into the system's remarkable capacity for healing and rebalancing of both physical and psychological functions. Once mastered, AT is always available without the need for a therapist or any equipment. Autogenic training is based on three main principles. Number one, reduction of afferent stimulation, both exteroceptive and proprioceptive. Number two, mental repetition of verbal formula. And number three, passive concentration. The autogenic standard exercises can be adapted to include personalized formula to help with specific goals in performance, motivation, or healing. Once learned, autogenic is an important and invaluable life skill. It provides the inner resources to maintain healthy balance and to deal with stress in mind and body. From a psychological perspective and well-being, a variety of complementary exercises can be introduced to deal with the effect of unresolved emotions on our health and well-being. And these address feelings such as anxiety and fear, anger and frustration, sadness and hurt, to name but a few. The combination of using a deep relaxation program with the added dimension of emotional release when required gives an individual a remarkable toolkit for maintaining emotional and physical equilibrium for the rest of their lives. Remember, autogenic therapy is a permanent life skill. Best of all, The unique gift of autogenic training is that it is a self-directing process in which you, the client, is given the training and the tools to get on with the job yourself. I have taught autogenic training to groups and individuals for many years, and I've never ceased to marvel at the transformative effect on human beings and of the profound relaxation that you can experience. As a therapist and psychologist, I have witnessed again and again the reduction or total disappearance of a multitude of clinical problems in a wide range of my patients otherwise subjected to an ever-growing barrage of modern drugs or technological interventions. As a therapist, I continue to be impressed by the efficiency of autogenic training in bringing about, in substantially shorter time than most other therapies I know, a greater balance of inner self-awareness and outer-directed will. Finally, the beauty of autogenic training is its great flexibility to adapt to the unique needs of each individual. No two of us are alike, and nor are training methods or trainers. So the autogenics adapts to you, uniquely to you. Very importantly, autogenics can be done quickly and efficiently throughout the day. For purposes of this app, we will teach you 5 core autogenic exercises and then also a number of useful affirmations. The idea is to be able to access your theta brainwave state quickly and efficiently and be able to allow your body to reboot and relax, helping you function more efficiently and effectively, as well as more healthily, giving you detox from stressors and any negative effects of adrenaline. On another note, it's extremely beneficial to use the extended autogenic exercise for testing psychosomatic conditions and for helping sustain regeneration after exhaustion or burnout. And it's most important in creating and then maintaining a parasympathetic reserve. Right, what are the benefits of autogenic therapy? How can it help me? Significant improvement can occur within a few weeks, and often people who've learned AT report an increase in good health, emotional balance, coping ability, well-being, quality of sleep, an ability to relax more, greater confidence, more energy, better performance at work or in sport, greater awareness of their own needs, an improved ability to assert themselves, and also an ability to remain calm under pressure. There also appears to be a decrease in anxiety, irritability, reactions to stress, and general physical symptoms. In terms of non-clinical applications of autogenic therapy, in addition to its capacity to enhance the healing and recuperative powers of the body, autogenic appears to rebalance our mental faculties and bring closer harmony between the analytical left hemisphere of the brain and the more emotional, inspirational, and creative right hemisphere. The result seems to be an inner calmness, a sense of well-being, and a detachment which brings out the best of both worlds. Many clients report a greater access to feelings and intuition, but also an increased capacity for objectivity and rational thought. And this includes objectivity about their own emotional responses. In short, what I'm saying is that autogenics seems to enhance whole brain thinking and feeling, which may explain the benefits it can bring in many walks of life. Artists, writers, and musicians, for example, often report enhanced creativity and imagination. Briefly, we'll look at the clinical applications, although we won't be focusing mostly on this on the app. autogenics has wide potential for the treatment of various medical conditions. Some of these have been closely documented. For general problems such as insomnia and free-floating anxiety, significant improvement can often occur within a few weeks. Clients can often be freed from reliance on tranquilizers and hypnotic drugs. More deep-seated problems should be dealt with by seeing a qualified therapist, psychologist, or practitioner. This can include things such as intense migraines, arthritis, colitis, ME, IBS, and high blood pressure. Just to be aware, there can be some side effects. You might experience when doing the autogenic exercise some autonomic discharges. And what I mean by that is that you might experience involuntary twitches of the arms, legs, or sometimes shoulders. You might also feel mild pins and needles or warm pulsing through your body or some very vivid dreams. All of these are perfectly normal to experience when doing autogenics, and they should not last long. These are what we call normal offloading of brain material and are very much part of the autogenic process. Contraindications, and this is when we don't advise that you do autogenic training. This is for people with heart conditions. Example, individuals who've recently experienced myocardial infarction, or who are actively psychotic or schizophrenic. We don't advise children below the age of 5 practice autogenics. Glaucoma patients with primary chronic open angle or acute or chronic angle closure should also not use autogenics. Traditionally, autogenics is taught over 9 weeks with a qualified trainer, but we have very safely given you 5 practical autogenic exercises which are core and are very safe to use daily. How do we learn autogenics and what is it? Firstly, we need to understand the core training concepts. The core function and understanding on which autogenics is based is passive awareness. It is very important at the beginning of autogenics to follow what we call a non-striving, casual, relaxed attitude to the exercises. You become what we call the passive observer, and you observe your body going through the process. When you are able to passively observe, this helps the shift into the rest-relax autogenic state, which supports recuperative processes and promotes the offloading of tensions. The best way of achieving this is by focusing on your body, feeding in the words or the sentences we give you, but not actively trying to do them. So, for example, we might say my right or my left arm is heavy. I don't want you to make your right or left arm heavy. I want you to observe your body when you say that. It is like feeding information into the computer. My right or left arm is heavy. Let's see what happens. So that is passive observation or awareness. The other concept is the body scan. So before we start the actual autogenic exercise, we relax the body. We choose the posture, and then we do a body scan, working from the feet all the way through the body with a deep breath, relaxing and allowing the mind to become quiet by simply listening to the furthest sound around, while remaining passively aware of the body. Acknowledge the presence of yourself and be aware of your body. And we shall go through this process in more detail in each session. When we start the autogenic process, we have a trigger or a start, and I call it the on-off switch. And this can be your right or left arm, whichever is more dominant. So you will notice when I start the exercises, I will say, my right or left arm is heavy. What this means is that that is the switch and the trigger for your brain to go, autogenics is starting. Once you are well into doing the exercises after a couple of weeks, your brain will automatically, as you say, my right or left arm is heavy, drop you down into theta brainwave state. To end the exercise, we have something called the cancel. And this is to bring you out of the theta brainwave state and the deep relaxation. Each exercise is cancelled in three stages. Clench your fingers and toes. Pull your arms up sharply. Take a deep breath. Have a good stretch and open your eyes. Okay, we need to talk about the autogenic environment now. Initially, when beginning autogenic training, we need to have as quiet as possible surroundings with a comfortable temperature and subdued lighting. This will help you access passive awareness and also get down into the theta brain state as fast as possible. It's helpful to remove tight shoes or shoes if you can, and to certainly loosen neckties, belts, waistbands, and if you wear glasses, do remove them. Later, when the training has progressed, it's really possible to practice in most situations without being distracted because you'll be able to drop into the theta brainwave state quickly and easily. Many of my clients have used autogenics in aeroplanes, trains, buses, and taxis, to name but a few places. Please never use autogenics when driving or operating machinery. There are three main training positions for autogenics. We have the simple sitting posture. This is when you sit towards the front of an ordinary chair with your legs comfortably apart and feet flat on the ground. The angle from knees to ground should be a little more than 90 degrees. Get into position by straightening the spine and stretching the head upwards while letting the arms hang down by your sides. Then let the hips rotate backwards and let your body slouch a little into the vertical plane, relaxing the back and neck and letting the head come gently forward. Finally, you can place your hands comfortably on your thighs. Sometimes I suggest that you pretend you're a puppet and that you're pulled up by strings so you're quite upright with your head and neck upright and that someone cuts the strings and you gently crumple into yourself. That is the simple sitting posture. A more preferred posture is the armchair position. Sit well back in a comfortable chair so that your spine is fully supported. Lean your head against the chair back or cushion, or allow it to be comfortably upright in a neutral position. The legs should be supported by the chair seat in this position. Your arms may rest palms down, either on the arms of the chair or comfortably on your lap. And the third position, the horizontal position. Lie flat with your head supported by a small cushion. And if more comfortable, with something under your knees, such as a cushion or a pillow. Legs should be straight with feet slightly apart and toes pointing outwards. Arms rest by the sides, palms downwards and not touching the body. Right, we're now ready to start learning the autogenic process. And it will benefit you if you can start with exercise one or session one, practice it for a week, three times daily, before progressing onto the next exercise. This allows your brain to embed the practice and to start helping the body to learn to switch off. We call this autogenic training for a reason. We don't run a marathon on a day, and neither can we expect our brain to adjust to this form of exercise or relaxation without steady and gradual practice. Don't be tempted to jump. So slowly and surely is good. Do remember, processes such as meditation takes years to perfect. We are giving you something which takes weeks. Our suggested method is to do a new exercise each week, and as you will see, they add on one after the other. Once you have completed the 5-week learning, you can pick and choose as you see fit and as you are happy with. The short standard exercises only take between 4 and 8 minutes, and because of this are great to use throughout the day. And as spoken about earlier, this allows regular detoxing and relaxation all day. Remember, the long one is to embed, is to keep up restorative process, and to really give your mind and body time to rebalance. We hope you enjoy the exercises, learn to shut down, and most of all, gain peace and calmness and full mental and physical feelings of well-being. Allow your body and mind daily time to switch off, rebalance, and switch on.